From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports China's foreign ministry says Beijing believes the June 12th summit between North Korea and the United States will mark an important step for the region.
State officials say China welcomes the positive progress made by North Korea and the U.S. in preparing the June 12 summit and is looking forward to positive outcomes from the meeting, such as regional denuclearization and peace and stability. China's currently engaged in a push to ensure Beijing's interests are upheld in any settlement between North Korea and the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran says Israel's rockets attacks on Syria were based on invented pretexts. A report in the Jerusalem Post says Israel struck 50 Iranian targets in Syria after 20 rockets were fired towards Israel. The spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for calm.
The Secretary General urges for an immediate halt to all hostile acts and any provocative actions to avoid a new conflagration in the region already embroiled in terrible conflicts with immense suffering for civilians.
The White House has condemned Iranian rocket attacks on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights as an unacceptable and highly dangerous development for the entire Middle East. The head of the World Health Organization says he and Congo's health minister have agreed that Ebola vaccines will be shipped as quickly as possible as the number of suspected cases in the latest outbreak grows. Two cases of Ebola have been confirmed in the latest outbreak in a remote northwestern part of Congo. The country's health minister announced the first death since the outbreak was declared earlier this week on Thursday. For additional stories and updates, visit our website. This is VOA News. After promising to secure a full pardon for jailed politician and former foe Anwar Ibrahim, Malaysia's new prime minister, Mahathir Mohamad, says he's going to tackle graft next. Reuters' Serena Dayaram has more.
The incumbent leader Najib Razak's Barisan Nasional Coalition had held power for over 60 years since independence. But Najib's alleged connections to a billion-dollar graft scandal at state fund 1MDB had become a major factor in the election. Mahathir also used his press conference to reassure financial markets he would work to return the billions lost in the scandal and keep the country's economy stable.
That was Reuters' Serena Dayaram. Officials say U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will mark the coming days with talks to try and persuade allies in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia to press Iran to return to negotiations over its nuclear and missile programs. VOA's Penny Dixon reports.
A senior State Department official said discussions with Britain, France, and Germany, as well as Japan, Iraq, and Israel, had already taken place since U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of the nuclear pact Tuesday. The open question is whether the allies, and above all Iran, will agree to resume full-fledged talks. Trump's decision opens the door to greater U.S. confrontation with Tehran and strains relations with America's closest allies. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
A family of seven, including four children, were found dead with gunshot wounds Friday at a rural property in southwest Australia. Western Australia Police Commissioner Chris Dawson described the incident.
The bodies of two adults were located outside. Five bodies were located inside a building on the rural property. Two firearms have been located at the scene.
It could be the country's worst mass shooting in 22 years. Police would not comment on the possibility of a murder-suicide, but said they are not looking for a suspect. 7 months after an ambush that killed four American soldiers in Africa, a Pentagon report says multiple failures were to blame. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
A report summary blames a lack of training and preparation, plus the military team's move to target a high-level Islamic State militant in Niger without proper approval. General Tom Waldhauser, the top U.S. commander in Africa, tells reporters he's making changes. The confusing chain of events in Niger last October ended with Waldhauser saying U.S. and Nigerian forces were surprised by dozens of enemy fighters in a brutal assault that lasted more than an hour. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The search for the dead continued Friday, a day after a dam burst on the banks of the Kenya's Rift Valley, killing at least 41 people. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.